Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, April 8. In Squiz Kids today, flatten that curve. Easter camping homestyle. Greece's piano prodigy. And Lady Gaga's throwing a party. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
We're flattening that curve, people. That's the word from Australia's chief medical officer, who joined our Prime Minister yesterday afternoon at a press conference to announce that all of this staying at home and avoiding one another appears to be working. According to the PM, the daily growth rate of new cases of coronavirus in Australia has sunk to just a few percentage points a day, which is to say, much, much lower than it was even a week ago. And while we're not in the clear yet, and we've still got a long way to go to make sure we don't follow in the footsteps of countries like Italy and the US, where infections have multiplied dangerously, the early signs for us are good. Even so, no one should be making plans to go away for Easter, according to the PM. We can't afford to drop our guard and undo all the good work we've done by lying low. And so, stay at home remains the message. Sorry, team. No camping, no picnics, no family get-togethers at Grandma's house this Easter. How's that Netflix binging coming along? ScoMo might have kiboshed the Easter family camping trip, but that hasn't stopped more than 1,000 Aussie families signing up to pitch a tent in their backyard this Easter weekend. A Facebook page called The Backyard Campsite is collecting photos and videos from kids and parents all over the country who have decided to set up their Easter weekend campsite at home. 11-year-old Tyler Simmons from Ballarat and his family are among those who will be toasting marshmallows in their backyard. "It's still the same sky," he said of the experience, "just at home." Wise words, Tyler, wise words.
Globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Greece, where a 7-year-old piano playing prodigy has created a stunning coronavirus composition, which, since being uploaded to YouTube, has gone viral. All right, first things first. What's a prodigy, I hear you ask? It's a young person who is exceptionally skilled at something. And that definitely describes 7-year-old Stelios Kerasidis, who plays the piano like a boss and has written a piece of music called the Isolation Waltz, which is soothing and haunting and beautiful all at once. One of those pieces of music that when you close your eyes and listen to it, it transports you to another place. Don't believe me? There's a link to the YouTube video in today's episode notes. A video that's been watched almost 70,000 times in the past 7 days. See? Sometimes even rubbish things like the coronavirus can inspire great moments of beauty and art.
Sport time!
For the longest time with his on-court antics, Aussie tennis champ Nick Kyrgios seemed determined to be the bad boy of international tennis. But once again, he's shown he has a kinder, more generous side, putting a message on his Instagram this week inviting anyone who may be going through a tough time because of the coronavirus to message him for help. "If anyone is not working and runs out of food, please don't go to sleep with an empty stomach," he posted. "Send me a private message. I will be more than happy to share whatever I have." With 1.4 million Instagram followers, that's what we call a grand gesture. Good on you, Nick.
Pop Culture Corner.
Mark your diaries, folks. There's a big music concert being planned by Lady Gaga, featuring some of the biggest names in pop music today. And it's coming to a TV screen near you. Called One World Together at Home, the concert will feature the likes of Lizzo, Billie Eilish, Coldplay's Chris Martin, original Beatle Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Ms. Gaga herself. Money raised from the concert will go to the World Health Organization's COVID Response Fund. So, you know, a really good cause. The concert is happening not this Saturday, but the one after that, with a TV broadcast expected on one of the Aussie free-to-air channels the following day. Plenty of time to do your hair toss and check your nails.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country does piano prodigy Stelios Kerasidis live? That's right, it's Greece. Question number two. Which Aussie tennis player has made a grand gesture on his Instagram account? Yeah, it's Nick Kyrgios. Question number three. Which American pop star is organising a charity fundraiser pop concert in a couple of weekends' time? You got it. It's Lady Gaga. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Tasso from Birkdale, Jack from Warimba, Lincoln in Bellevue Heights, Gabrielle from Clovelly, Lachlan from Warwick, Alex from Wollongong, Madeline from Sydney, Angus from Hawthorne East, Edie, Robbie and Kiara from Sydney, Jenny from Wentworthville, Maddie from Kellyville, Matilda from Fairfield, Sahara from Belfield, Eva from Melbourne, Julius and Leah from Ashmont, Jack from Abbotsford, Albie from Northmead, Riley from Tamora, and Jocelyn from Denmark in Western Australia. And a belated birthday shout out to Amelie from Sydney. Happy birthday to you all. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.